Blog Talk Radio.
Warrior for you. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. Now on to our show. God bless you. We are so glad to bring this show segment to you here at Prayer Warrior for you. You know, the battle is not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. And the longer that we fight our own battles, we are not giving the Lord an opportunity to bless us, to heal us, to encourage us, and to strengthen us. And not only that, but to fight our battles for us. Our call-in line is 1-657-383-0029. As you call in, know that God is able to keep you, and he's able to bless and strengthen you, because it's by his grace that we are saved. We are going to bring a word from the Bible, and then we're going to come right back and continue on with our show. We've got a powerful segment for you on today, and you are all welcome to call in. This is a Christian call-in live prayer line. We are a prophetic show, and we are based in the state of Tennessee, and so we just look forward to having a grand time. We see many people tune in via Skype and via they call in via over the internet, and sometimes they call in live. If you have a prayer for a loved one, a testimony you'd like to share, or you just have a brief word to encourage for a couple of minutes the listeners, you can call in. But we will be right back.
David, after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and sent Uriah to his death, "Forgive my sin." Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquity. cleanse me from my sins. For I know my transgressions. My sin is always before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. I know full well, against you have I sinned. So you are proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Lord, for years you taught me wisdom. Now my sin is ever before me. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. I need your cleansing. I need to be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Lord, I'm asking, don't cast me away. Please, don't lift your Holy Spirit from me. But restore to me the joy of my salvation and grant me a willing spirit. I need a willing spirit to sustain me, God. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt. Open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you did not delight in any sacrifices, or I would have brought them. And you did not take pleasure in burnt offerings, the only sacrifices that I bring to you today are a broken and a contrite spirit, O God. I know you won't despise these. So in your good pleasure, it's dying to cross for you. Build up the walls of my heart. Build up the walls of your church. Build up the walls of your people.
Yes, as the Lord creates a clean heart within us and renews a right spirit within us. You know, as we draw closer to Him in adoration and praise, it's to be able to magnify and praise the Lord for who He is and for His power and His greatness. Because the more we praise Him, the more we reach out to Him, the more we respect Him, the more we glorify Him, He changes us. He makes us brand new. He gives us a made-up mind and a clean heart. You know, Psalms 51 is a psalm where David had fallen in sin with Bathsheba, and he went to God with a repentant heart, that God would clean his heart, that God would renew a right spirit within him. You know, sometimes we need to go to God, really all the time in today's evil world. As people, we've got to begin to seek the Lord with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole soul, with our whole spirit, and pursue him and ask him to create in us a clean heart, a clean mind, clean emotions, a right spirit within us. And when he does this, we're being changed. We're being made whole. We're being strengthened. We're being a vessel that's fit for use from the Lord. We're becoming a person of integrity. We're becoming people who honor God in spirit and in truth. May this next song touch your heart as it touched mine so many years ago when I was a young believer in Christ. And it's still blessing today. And we will be back.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Change
right where you are, praise the Lord. Give him praise. Clap to him. Just thank him and give him glory and honor. Are you glad tonight that he changed you? Are you glad tonight that he has turned your life around and giving you a new look on life and giving you a new look on him? Are you glad tonight that you are developing a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, this is what our show is about. It's about encouraging people and igniting a fire within them so that they will hunger and thirst for more of Jesus. You know, when we are adoring him and we're fasting and we're praising God and we're praying to him and we are honoring him and we're repenting to him and we're seeking him with our whole heart, genuinely and authentically and sincerely in our spirit, in our inner man, it will change. It's just going to happen. But there is something that we must do. We must be the ones to activate it by doing it. You know, if we don't pray to God, if we don't spend time with him, if we don't read his word, if we don't push our plates back, if we don't begin to discipline our own flesh, our own selves, our own ways, and we begin to say to the Father, Lord, it is I, Lord. I need you, Father. I need strength, Father. I need encouragement, Father. But more importantly, Lord, help me, Father, inside my spirit, man. Help me in my heart, oh God. Father, help me to forgive and to forget. Help me, Father, to learn a lesson by the things that are happening in my life. Help me, Father, to become a blessing for someone else. You know, that was Tremaine Hawkins. That was a song from way back in the day. But it is still an anointed song today. Her songs sung to the heart. They sing to the soul. And, you know, Romans chapter 12 lets us know that it says, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing our mind. It is sharing with us, this is something we're supposed to do. We must transform our own minds. It says, be transformed. That is a commandment. Be something. Do something. Be a certain way. Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Why? It goes on to say that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, in the realm of the spirit, the word perfect means maturity in spirit. And as we become perfect in the Lord, as we become perfect in his spirit, in our spirit, as we begin to grow in God and we begin to honor God and we begin to understand what he wants us to understand, we can grow in him. And this is telling us in Romans to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable. And so many times we are more concerned with, as people, I know I went through this many times in my life, being more concerned with what was acceptable to me, what was acceptable to my friends, what was acceptable to others. But the Word of God here is sharing to prove what is acceptable and perfect in the perfect will of God. What God? Our Heavenly Father wishes in heaven. So when we begin to adore the Father and we begin to reach out to him and we begin to praise him and we begin to glorify him and we begin to magnify him, we can prove what is right, what is honorable by being having a perfect will unto God. And this is what he wants us to do. He wants us to have a perfect will unto him, a mature will unto him, a mature heart unto him. He wants us to love him. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to give him all the glory due to him. And we just want to say blessings to Queen in our prayer room. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to our show segment. And to all of those that are tuning in right now, we bless you and we thank God for you. And our prophetic line is open at 657-383-0029. If you desire a prayer, a prophetic word, if it's the Lord's will to share a word with you or a prayer with you, I like to go by the leading of the Lord. I don't just say, call in and you'll receive prophecy, because it may not be a prophetic word, and then there may be. But as we go forth in the show, we are available to you so that you can be encouraged and you can keep going forward in the Lord. And when we adore the Lord, I got a little sidetracked here, but our show segment tonight is on adoration and praise and in worshiping and in songs and in fellowship. As God was revealing to me, there are things that we as people must do. Verse 1 of Romans 12, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So he's telling us clearly and plainly how to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. The first word he says is holy. Then he says acceptable unto who? Unto God. Not acceptable to someone else, but acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And when we do that, we can be strengthened, we can be blessed, because what are we doing? We are putting Him first. We are putting the Lord first. We are considering how He feels. We are considering that no matter what's going on, how I live my life, how I go forward in my life, I want to make sure that my life is a sacrificial offering unto the Holy Father. Why? Because it's a sacrifice. We are spirit beings in an earthen vessel. It is a sacrifice when we have to discipline the flesh to please a holy God, because this flesh came from the dirt, from the ground. This flesh yearns the sinful natures. You know, Galatians shares with us about the works of the flesh. And when people don't have a heart or mind to please the Lord, they are going to walk in the realm of their flesh. It says the works of the flesh are made known, the word manifest, made known, which are these. Adultery is the first one. Fornication is the second one. Uncleanness is the next one. And lasciviousness. These are the first four mentioned. We know that adultery is being sexually intimate with someone who's not, that you're not married to, someone who's married to someone else. You may be married, and if you're married, whether you're sleeping with someone single or married, if you're married, that's an adulterous act. There are many who may know this, but there are some people that tune into the show who sincerely may not know this. We know that fornication is when people are having sexual intimacy with multiple people, not necessarily at the same time or maybe at the same time, but they're not married to the person and they're having sexual relations with other people. This is saying adultery, fornication, these are works of the flesh. When we adore the Lord and we praise Him and we honor Him in our spirit and we're beginning to walk in spirit and in truth, we are not going to do what the flesh wants to do. This is when we are sacrificing our flesh, because the flesh may want to do something, but we tell it no because we know this is dishonoring God. The next one is uncleanness. Uncleanness can be a host of things. Uncleanness is not always dealing with a vile nature of sexual immorality. Uncleanness could be an unclean mouth, a mouth full of perversion. It could be an unclean mind. You have some people that may not do things with their body, but they think and dream and fantasize about it with their mind. Uncleanness could be a person who's not a neat and tidy person, and they're unclean, they're dirty, they don't believe in being clean, their hygiene may not be clean, the way their home, the way their kitchen, their bathroom, their company, the way they live, the things that they do, where they go, how they do it, how they treat people. Uncleanness can come into a whole host of things. And then we have lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is so vile, so perverse, that people are so driven to sexual perversion, they are driven to sin, that they just can't stop doing what they're doing because they have no Holy Spirit. They don't have a power to resist what their flesh wants to do. And so whatever their body wants to eat, whatever they want to taste, whatever they crave, they're just pulled like a little puppet, like a little demon has them by the string, and they just go for it until they satisfy their longing, their craving. They don't care who it affects, who it hurts, who it imposes on. This is a lasciviousness act. It's an uncontrollable desire. It's an uncontrollable act. And then the list of the works of the flesh go on and on and on. Idolatry and witchcraft and hatred and variance and emulations and wrath and strife and seditions and heresies and envyings and murders and drunkenness and revelings, and it says in the scripture, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, you say, what is the kingdom of God? Well, Romans tells us what the kingdom of God is. It is righteousness, it's joy, and it's peace in the Holy Ghost. People can't inherit righteousness when they're living from the works of their flesh. They can't inherit joy in their spirit man when they're working out of the works of the flesh. They cannot receive peace of mind when they're working from the works of the flesh. You know, there's always going to be some kind of something they're angry about, someone they're trying to control, someone they're trying to pursue, something that they're trying to do, because they're not adoring the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are going to share a little bit more of this with you as the show segment goes on. But right now we have a prayer request, and we want to take the prayer request. If you don't want to call in on the prayer lines, our prayer room, our chat room is open at blogtalkradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page, and we have provided for you as a prayer warrior for you prayer site on Facebook, where you can click on and tune in live to our chat room. And so we're going to take the prayer request from Miss Queen, and we're not going to say her last name for sake of being live on the air, but we want to bless the Lord. And Father, we thank you for her prayer request, that she will receive favor in the interview that she's going to go on next week. We pray for favor for her. We pray for favor with the salary. We pray for favor with the job. We pray for favor for her husband. We pray for strength. We pray for encouragement. Father, I lift my hand to heaven right now and align with the prayers of the saints and touch and agree with Miss Queen. And Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will bless her husband, that you will touch them, that you will bless their lives, bless as they're going in and blessed they're coming out, that they will know that you are their Jehovah Jireh, God who provides for them. And we pray, Father, that you will give them a made-up mind and a desire, that the battles and the financial stress that they're going through right now, Father, that you will give them favor, that you will touch them, and that you will let them know, particularly let her husband know, that you are a God in heaven who answers prayer. We thank you, Father, for their union of marriage, and we pray for him. We pray that his mind and his spirit will be renewed like an eagle. And Father, we pray for her. We pray that she will continue to honor her husband and her marriage as he is honoring his marriage. And we pray that you will raise them up to be great warriors for our Lord Jesus Christ and be a great blessing for the kingdom of God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Queen, as I was praying for you, I see in the realm of the spirit that you've been a little, it's been a little stressful right now, and that you, it's been somewhat pressure because of the finances and things that are going on, but you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have been consistent with prayer to him, and you've been consistent with honoring him, and you've been consistent with your faith walk. Know before the blessing, it gets a little bit hard. It becomes pressured. And because of your diligence and your heart and your sincerity, God is going to bless you mightily. Don't just look at this one interview for next week, but I believe that you have some gifts and talents where you probably should even consider your own business, something that you truly enjoy doing, that you can have a lot of energy in it, and it will be very successful. I also see that you have a passion for the younger people, like in their 20s, their teens and 20s, and that people look up to you for words of encouragement and words of direction. That may be something you may want to tap into, because that could actually be a type of a venue where you can create some type of a business or a nonprofit business to be a blessing to the younger generation. And so I pray that God will use you mightily and bless you and encourage you for his glory. Amen. And you are welcome still if you decide to call in at 1-657-383-0029. For further comment about it, you're more than welcome. Our prayer lines are open. Amen. And let me get back to what I was saying. You're welcome. She said thank you in a prayer room. Is as we honor the Lord and we pray to him, he will touch us and he will strengthen us. How many times do you see people, show listeners, that are out there in the street and they feel that it's just impossible. It's impossible to serve the Lord. It's impossible to praise him. It's impossible to live holy. It's impossible to do what the Bible says. I got to tell you, yes, it is impossible when you are leaning on your own mind and you're leaning on your own power and you're not giving it to God. Everything would be impossible. The way you think, the way you feel, the way you look at life, it would be easy to be stressed out, easy to get depressed, easy to be discouraged, easy to feel homeless. But are you aware that there is nothing impossible with God? Nothing is impossible. Many of us may not have jobs. Many of us may not be bringing in the kind of resources and money that we want to. Sometimes I believe the Lord kind of steps back to let us take a break, to take stock of ourselves, and to have the opportunity to grow a closer relationship with him, to seek him, to find out what is it that he would have us to do. What does he want us to do to bless other people? Now, the way that we know that we are walking out of the line of the Lord is when our agendas and our focus and our goals are on interrupting other people's lives. If our goals and our focus is to crush someone's marriage, crush someone's home, control somebody's life, human traffic them to another country, whatever the crazy thing is. There's all kinds of things happening in these last days. The Bible says that evil people will wax worse and worse. That means people who are determined to do evil, wicked things. As the closest we get to the Antichrist being revealed, people who are evil and wicked in their heart and really think it's okay to be that way, we all have seen nothing yet. They're going to become more evil, more aggressive, more controlling, more domineering. Those of us who are born-again believers and followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, this should encourage us to become more determined, more prayerful, more fasting, more reading the Word, more witnessing about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did when he shed his blood at Calvary's cross. We've got to have an energy, a refreshing in us, a fresh wind, a fresh fire, so that we can encourage someone, come on now, the Lord is coming. You've got to get closer to him. You've got to press your way. You hear in the church they say, press your way, press your way. That means you have to press on. You know, you watch those movies. I remember seeing a movie called The Climb. And these two men were on a great mountain. They were mountain climbing. It was a lot of snow. It's a great Christian movie. You may want to get it. And they were falling, and they were connected together on a climb rope. And when they saw how far down if they were to fall, they were dead. They didn't even think about that. There was a determination to survive, a determination to live, a determination not to fall into a bottomless hole at the bottom of that cliff because they couldn't see where it ended. This is how we have to be. We need to get our spirit man to be determined to keep climbing up the way toward God, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how pressed it seems. Because if we fall, if we don't walk and stand for Jesus Christ, we will fall for any trick, any challenge, any opposition that the adversary will bring our way. Our lives, our spiritual lives are on the line, you all. Our spiritual survival is on the line. Our souls are at stake. We've got to press our way. We've got to press on. We've got to continue in the faith. Because there is nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible with Jesus.
Nothing is impossible.
I feel like I'm unstoppable.
Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
We've got to feel that nothing is impossible. I can do anything. I can receive anything. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. If you believe nothing is impossible for you tonight, you can call in at 1-657-383-0029 and share with us. I'm sure there are those out there with miracles that have occurred in their life. You know, actually, we're all of us are miracles because many people today have you ever had an experience where you were driving and you could have been killed and someone ran a red light and something stopped your car just in the nick of time so that you could be saved and delivered and kept from hurt, harm, and danger? You know, when you're praying, God releases his angels to keep you. He releases his angels to protect you and from all harm. That's what Psalm 91 talks about, you know, and it says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And let me go to that chapter, Psalm 91. You know, when we're adoring the Lord, we've got to know that nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. He can do everything and anything for us, but it is according to our faith. You know, Psalm 91, when we get to verse 11, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." You know, he sends his angels. That's why our theme song is, "The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord." But we have to glorify him. We have to magnify him. We have to know that he is God in this place in our life. We have to know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Has he been the reason for your season? Is everything really pressing you? Well, this month of January, as we fast and pray, come on, we've got to begin to praise God. Oh, Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, Revelations 22:13. You are the beginning and the end, Revelations 22:13. You are the root and the offspring of David, Revelations 22:16. Father, you are the true light, John 1:9. Father, you are the tower of salvation, 2 Samuel 22:51. You are the true God, 1 John 5:20. You are the vine, John 15:5. You are the wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24. You are the Word, John 1:1. And you are the worthy Lamb, Revelation 5:12. When we understand who he is that we are praising, who he is that we are loving, and who we are to him, that's just enough to praise him. That's just enough to glorify him. That's just enough to give him all the glory due his name. Why? Because Jesus is a rock in a weary land. I know when I first became born again and spirit-filled, We used to sing that song, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. And he is. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. It's time we begin to talk about Jesus. It's time we begin to serve Jesus. It's time we begin to pray to Jesus. It's time we begin to love on Jesus. You know, I used to feel, oh, well, too much of anything is too much. You know, you hear people in the world say, don't talk about the Lord too much because that's being fanatic. But look at the world. Isn't the world being fanatical? Haven't they become so fanatic about sin? Haven't they become fanatical about turning and twisting the truth and turning and twisting holiness? The Word of God is being fulfilled. It said in the last days they will call evil good and good evil. Isn't that happening today? We're seeing it before our very eyes. But God wants us to know it doesn't matter what laws change on the earth. His law will not change. He says, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. You know, he is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he is the same forevermore. So let's talk of Jesus. Let's begin to tell people how he bled and died on the cross. Let's begin to share with people that Jesus loves them. Let's begin to share with people that God wants them to become saved, and he wants them to be feel loved because he created us. Can you imagine creating something that could reason and that could talk to you and that could spend time with you, and you took out time to mold it and shape it and breathe into its nostrils and make it become a living being? You know, the closest thing that people can experience to something like that is when a husband and wife has a child and that woman feels that baby growing in her belly, and finally it's time for the baby to be born. And now the baby is born and she can hold that baby, she can feed that baby, she can raise and nurture that baby. And then the baby becomes a child, the child becomes a teenager, the teenager becomes a young adult, and then it looks back at the mom who loved the child, who nurtured and nursed that child, who raised the child its whole life, and to hear the child look at them one day and say, I don't need you. Let me live my life. I don't love you. Well, I love you, but in my own way. Just stay out of my way. That's what's happening today. Can you imagine the pain in one's heart and one's spirit to have a child that you risked your life to birth? Well, imagine how the Lord Jesus Christ feels, how God created a body and sent himself through a womb of a woman, the begotten Son of God. The word begotten means he came forth from God, and then he stays on earth that he created, the people that he made, and then he takes all the pain at the cross on Calvary and bleeds profusely to show his love, to rectify an atonement and reconcile man back to him and do an atonement for sin at the cross. And then the people say, there is no God. And the people say, I don't have time for church. And the people say, I'm going to sin and do what I please. And the people say, I don't have time to talk to my Creator. Can you imagine how that can make a holy God feel? I don't even want to think about that. I use those two scenarios because it is so much time that we have been wasting as people, as mankind, going around and around and around in circles for things that are temporary, things that will not last forever, when we should be adoring our Father, when we should be talking about Jesus, when we should be loving on him. Amen. Well, we're going to play this next song, Let's Talking About Jesus. And I pray that this will be a blessing. And I'm going to come back and share with you some more word. About Jesus, nobody but Jesus. Glory to God. That's Vicky Yohe. She has such a powerful, soulful voice. I love her music ministry. You know, when we talk about Jesus, you know, we call on that name, Jesus. We call on the blood of Jesus because there's healing in the name, healing in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. And so what we wanted to say today is, Lord, we love you, Father. Lord, we love you because you are the true God, 1 John 5 and 20. Father, you're the vine, John 15 and 5. And Lord God, your confidence, Proverbs 3:26. You're the balm of Gilead, Jeremiah 8:22. You're the banner for the nations, Isaiah 11 and 12. You're the chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5 and 4. You're Christ, the power of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24, and you are a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:29. Glory to God, I tell you, the presence of the Lord is here. And, you know, we were sharing the other day regarding adoration to God. We were sharing a word about adoration. Adoration means to adore, and it's an act of worship with profound reverence, which exalts or speaks well of our Heavenly Father. When we adore Him, it goes above and beyond just saying, Father, you're righteous. Father, you're awesome. Father, you're almighty. Father, you're omnipotent. But when we begin to truly adore the Lord, it's a way to adore Him within our spirit, man. It's a way to adore Him and praise Him adoration and praise work so closely together because it signifies giving due diligence to a holy God by adoring him within our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and our soul. It's to display how much we love our Father in heaven. It's to demonstrate actions and proclamations using words, movement, and sound. And I might add, it's not just using praise dance movements. It's not just using the sounds of instruments. It's not just using words of our mouths, but it's also demonstration of actions with our life, with our lifestyle, with our commitment, with our whole heart, with our whole mind and soul, how we spend time with him. What woman would marry a man who would never say, I love you? What woman would marry a man who would never praise him for doing a good job sometimes? What woman would marry a man who wouldn't tell her she's beautiful or pretty? Well, you know, we've got to start talking to the Lord, and we've got to start adoring him in our spirit. We've got to begin to let him know how much we adore him. Well, you may say, prayer warrior, how can I let the Lord know how much I adore him? By how you live, by your expression, by your demonstration of your adoration, by how you admire him, by how you appreciate him, by how you exalt him. Well, how can we show God Almighty that we appreciate him? I mean, he is God. Well, we show how we appreciate him by how we carry ourselves, by how we walk in honoring him in everything we do. You know, that's become a cliche to a lot of businesses. They say they honor God in all they do. And yes, they may treat their customers right. They may do right by their business practice. But when we truly, genuinely honor God in all we do, we are going to be an example to our husbands, our wives, our children, our employees, our employers, our colleagues, our coworkers, our parishioners, our pastors, our apostles and bishops and evangelists and prophets. We're all going to be examples one to another. You know, like the Word of God tells us to love ye one another as I have loved you. And that is so missing in the world, the love of mankind one for another. I'm speaking not of sensual love, that's lust. I'm speaking of a genuine, authentic, supernatural love, a love of respect, a love of patience, a love of forgiveness, a love of being a role model, that when a person is weak in a certain area that you're strong in, that you have patience for them and you work with them and you pray for them, a love where you can forgive them even when they're hurting, forgive them when they've been rude, forgive them when they've been obnoxious, a love that transcends all emotion. And when we adore the Father, and we begin to praise him still, and we begin to honor him still, you, he can turn our lives around. He can go inside our hearts. I'm smiling from ear to ear because when I began to honor the Lord and began to adore him, although there was trouble on every side, although there may have been many to come up against me, and as I began to honor the Lord and spend more time with him, you know, your troubles draw you closer to God when you're a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the bullies and the harassers come up against you like a flood, and those come up against you to speak ill against you and to try to bring harm to you, it causes you to pray that much more, fast that much more. And as you're coming closer and closer to the Lord, he begins to change the way you see yourself. And you begin to see yourself as a child of a powerful, all-consuming, exousia, miraculous God. Wow. When you begin to see yourself as a child of the King, of the one who created the universe, No demon in hell can sway you away. No demon in hell can seduce you away. No person who tries to tempt you or come back at you will make you lose your faith in God. In fact, they encourage your relationship with God. Opposition, when you are a follower of Jesus Christ, it draws you closer to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It draws your heart closer to Him. It draws your soul closer to Him. It causes you to appreciate the power of the blood. It causes you to appreciate and honor what He did on the cross that much more. It causes you to sing praise where you will still praise Him. You will praise Him still, regardless of what's coming your way. Well, today I want to challenge you to praise Jesus Christ still. Still praise Him in spite of what's coming against you. Still praise Him in spite of how it looks. Praise Him. Become a visionary. Begin to look into the realm of the Spirit by faith. Look past what the enemy is trying to put before you and praise Him still. Press past the problem. Press past the circumstance. Press past the financial. Press past the things that are happening in your life. I don't know. There may be someone with a loved one out there who's very ill. You may be very ill. You may have pain in your body. I invite you to call 657-383-0029 and we'll pray with you. Begin to praise Him still, because it is the goal. It is the assignment. It is the purpose of the enemy. When I say the enemy, we mean the adversary, the devil. It is the purpose of people who do bidding for the enemy to make you see what's in front of you in the realm of the natural. But when you see past the natural realm and you say, Jehovah Sabaoth, He is the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts, the hosts of the armies that do battle for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. You got to get your praise on. You've got to get your adoration on. You've got to begin to acclaim and boast and glory and exalt the one whose works and self we praise. You've got to have a halal praise. You've got to have words of praise. That's where hallelujah comes from. And as you praise Him with your whole heart, with all your might, somebody may not be able to talk. Someone may not be able to walk. Someone may not be able to lift their hand. But if you can just meditate on praising Him, if just let the tears flow tonight to praise Him, God will bless you. So we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to play this song. I will praise Him still. No matter what comes my way, I don't know about you, but the prayer warrior is going to praise Him still. And when you call in and we pray with you, we're praising Him with you still, no matter how hard everything looks. Oh, that wasn't the song. Here it is.
Thank you.
Will you praise him still? I know I'm going to praise him still, because we have to keep praising the Lord. You know, adoration is to praise him. Adoration is to praise him above and beyond what you can think, above and beyond how you're feeling. You know, halal is a root word which means to praise God, to praise him, to just lift up your mouth, open your mouth, lift up your words and praise him. You're praising Yahweh or praise Jehovah God. You're praising Jesus. You know, John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And you jump down to verse 10, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." When we praise him, we are adoring him. When we praise him, we're showing appreciation for him. When we're praising God, you know, the Bible tells us, reads in Psalms 104, verse 35, "Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord." Psalms 100, verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God." You know, here when we're talking about know that the Lord is God, the Psalms is clearly encouraging praising God Almighty. Psalms 150, verse 5 and verse 6, "Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high cymbals. High-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." This doesn't just say only let the Christians praise the Lord. This is saying let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You notice how the birds sing? You notice how everything that nature, that God has created nature with a sound, the animals have sounds, the wind has a sound, things that we can't see have sounds. Everything that we see has a sound. Why? Because it is praising the Lord. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to praise him. Can you praise him today? Can you give him glory and praise? Can you lift up your hands right where you are and begin to praise him? Can you begin to allow him to touch your life and to give you strength and to give you anointing and to give you power? Will you praise the Lord today? Will you love him today? Will you honor him today? Well, this is what he wants you to do when you praise him, when you call out to him. You know, sabah means to praise, to commend, to adore, of adoration for God's wonderful acts for us. And when we do that, he will strengthen us, he will keep us, and he will encourage us when we praise him. And when we honor the Lord and give praises to him, he is doing a wonderful thing in our life, because we praise him, because we honor him, because we call out his name, because we give him all glory, all honor, and all praise when we praise him. And I am really wanting to play a song right now, and for some reason this CD does not want to do right, but we are going to keep pressing on. You know, adoration, as I was studying adoration, adoration is something that we have to do on the inside of us, that we have to begin to allow the Father to use us as we adore him and as we begin to bless his holy name, when we reach out to him and we give him glory, honor, and praise. But when we think of what he's done on Calvary and we think of the power of the blood, we think of how he sacrificed everything at Calvary. Why do I keep talking about the blood? Because we need to get that back in the church. We need to talk more about the blood. We need to begin to wage war about the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to wage war and join and align our prayer warriors together to pray and to rise up and raise up a shout in the realm of the Spirit regarding the blood of Jesus Christ. This is lacking when we don't do this about the blood, when we don't praise God about the blood, and we don't give him glory. I'm going to play now a powerful song. It's called The Glory Battle, because it is time for us to wage war regarding the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we honor you. We praise you. Jesus Christ, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Oh, we glorify you. Hallelujah. You know, when we begin to glorify God and adore him and lift him up, we are aligning ourselves. We're in preparation to do battle in the realm of the Spirit. Not only that, but when you honor him, when you glorify him, when you praise him, you are setting yourself up so that God can release his angels to break every chain, everything that's happening against you, everything that the enemy's trying to throw at you in the realm of the Spirit. He can cause those darts to ricochet back to the senders, all by fire, by the power of the blood in Jesus Christ's mighty name. I tell you, that song got me stirred up. But it is time tonight for, we're coming to a close near to the end of our show segment here, and we want you to know that God wants every chain broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, you've got to decree it. You've got to declare it. You've got to believe it. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. Chains break, break, break. They're falling, they're falling, they're falling. When you adore God, when you praise Him, He will break everything off of your life. He will break everything away from you. He will break every opposition away from you, away from your husband, away from your wife, away from your children, away from all that concerns you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank God for that powerful song. We thank Him. And you know we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We want you to know that the battle does not belong to you. The battle is the Lord's. And you are welcome to tune in anytime to Prayer Warrior for You. Know that when the chains of darkness come up against you, oh, it's nothing to the Lord to fight for you. We love you here at Prayer Warrior for You. Know that God is doing battle for you. Your battle belongs to the Lord. Adore Him, praise Him, walk with Him, and honor Him in Jesus Christ's name. We speak life, we speak health, we speak wealth, we speak prosperity, we speak the love of God over you. May you grow in grace and be encouraged and strengthened. God bless you and good night.
Battle belongs.